News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Authorities in Egypt are still battling protesters. Earlier, the military rounded up more than 1,000 Islamists as the Muslim Brotherhood leadership remains defiant. The Brotherhood has called for a series of rallies over the next 6 days. The protests revolve around the military's ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is supporting eased restrictions on medical marijuana for kids in his state. The governor sent a medical marijuana bill back to the state legislature, saying he'd sign it if it allowed sick children to take marijuana to treat their symptoms. Christie's move comes after the father of a 2-year-old with a potentially deadly form of epilepsy pleaded with the governor at a campaign stop to allow the treatment. Letters from a 16-year-old Hannah Anderson are among items recently seized from the San Diego area home of the teen's now dead kidnapper. Search warrants have revealed a search of James DiMaggio's property also turned up duct tape, handcuff boxes, empty boxes of camping gear, incendiary devices, and 2 used condoms. A Wausau woman is in jail after being charged with theft from a business setting after allegedly taking about $200,000 from a 95-year-old woman. Investigators say 46-year-old Lori Gage took the money from the investment accounts of her elderly neighbor. They say the victim may have also adopted Gage within the last 5 years. The man that robbed a Wautoma pharmacy earlier this week and was in an 8-hour standoff with police took his own life. 33-year-old Timothy Polacek of rural Red Granite shot himself to death in the basement of the unoccupied home that he broke into. The Stratford woman accused of making up stories about her children having seizures so she could get prescription drugs has reached a plea deal in court. 32-year-old Susan Moore entered a no-contest plea to neglecting a child and obstructing an officer as prosecutors amended the charges from child abuse. She had received prescriptions for her 4- and 2-year-old children for diazepam, which she then used herself. It's been a week, and a Mosinee teenager is still missing. Jessica Coles was last seen in Stevens Point last Saturday. Family members say it's not like her to be gone more than a couple of hours and not check in. She was driving a black Chevy Lumina when she went shopping last Saturday. Coles is 17, almost 18 years old. Mosinee police say she may have just run away, but they're not sure. Anyone that knows where Jessica or the car is located is encouraged to contact police. A motorcycle driver was killed Friday afternoon on Military Road in Three Lakes. The police chief there reports the crash happened around 2:30 in the afternoon near Haymeadow Road. The unidentified 52-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene by the county coroner. The EPA has ordered the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to upgrade their wastewater treatment plant. EPA officials didn't give the tribe a lot of time to finish the upgrade, saying all of the problems must be corrected by January 31st of 2014. EPA officials say the tribe failed to meet reporting requirements and didn't comply with effluent limits for E. coli, suspended solids, phosphorus, and biochemical oxygen demand. The agency wrote a compliance plan for the Bad River to follow. Wisconsin will send letters to Medicaid recipients that must move to the federally subsidized private insurance exchanges. The people that lose their eligibility for Medicaid and Badger Care will get the letters, which explain the options and what they need to do as the insurance exchanges begin taking applications in October. The affected people are Medicaid and Badger Care recipients that make between 100 and 200% of the federal poverty level. About 50 dead animals were found in a Shawano area home. Police were called by a contractor that was sent to change the locks on the home that's being foreclosed on by the bank. The contractor made some unusual observations and contacted police. They found about 50 dead animals in the home, which smelled of feces, urine, and dead carcasses. Authorities were able to rescue about a dozen animals that were still alive, including chinchillas, birds, 2 dogs, 2 lizards, and a 12-foot python. Neighbors told investigators they haven't seen the man who lives there in about a week. And Rochester Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he will back a bill to raise the state's speed limit to 70 miles per hour. Current speed limits are at 65. Voss says the additional 5 miles per hour would help interstate and highway traffic in the state. A similar bill in 2005 was introduced but never was passed. Several Midwest states have increased speed limits recently, including Illinois, who recently passed a similar bill and now awaits approval from the governor. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.